Good morning, Judge Heiberger. Again, let's get seated so we can get on with our agenda.
I know.
It's hard to corral this. That means all the folks in the back to please take your seat so we can get on with our agenda. Thank you. This is item S on the trial court facility modification working group charge. This is an action item. We have Judge Heiberger, I believe, instead of Judge Power today, presenting with Kurt Soderlund. I have received my gift again. It's non-reportable because I don't think it's over $50. But
having bought it at personal expense, it's about $2.10.
Thank you.
Judge Kuhl and I paid for it, nobody else.
Thank you. You may proceed, yes, Judge Heiberger.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chief Justice, Judge Jarr. I was back east for a business and complex courts conference earlier this week, as it happened, so I drove by the Pentagon because a cab had to take me that way. And when you see the Pentagon, I was reminded that we in the California State Branch have in the last few years taken over square footage that is not equal to the size of the Pentagon or twice the size of the Pentagon, but three times the size of the Pentagon in all the courthouses, whether a two-courtroom courthouse somewhere, or a one-courtroom courthouse somewhere, or 100 courtrooms in downtown L.A. Three times the size of the Pentagon, and frankly, if I was the Department of Defense or its contractor and had to maintain the Pentagon all in one location, that would be a heck of a lot easier job than if you told me, you know what, I'm going to cut it up into hundreds of different locations and spread them out over the roads and freeways and deserts of California. But that's what we have. And we're making good progress in making this a success. But one of the things, so you, most of you who've been on the council a year ago, I was here about literally a year ago today with my mouse pad, but since Judge Jarr wasn't with us, he gets one, and the chief, I figured she deserved a new one. But if others want them, there are two here left when you're done. Because the real point of it is how short our funding is, both for what are called facilities modifications. You could think of that as heavy maintenance, except the word maintenance is awkward. It's like a big rehab of a building, new elevators. That is to say, you refresh your elevators, you refresh your HVAC. But frankly, the what's called O&M, operations and maintenance, is jargon for what it takes to keep the lights on and run your building in the ordinary course. It's not janitorial. That's paid for by trial courts out of their own money. But forget janitorial. But if you go up from there, cleaning the toilet, changing the light bulb, replacing a filter, paying the utility bill, insuring the buildings that have to be insured, leases like in the building I'm in, because I'm in commercial space leased by the County of L.A., now leased by the branch, all those expenses aggregate to something called O&M. That also includes the wrench turning to unclog the toilet, change a light bulb, grease the air handler, do the boiler tests that are required, and there's just not enough money for it. And that's a problem for Jerry Fab and his team and Kurt supervising the exercise, but that's for another day. You had your trial court facilities modification working group, where I have been honored to serve as a member and I'm now vice chair for several years. We have reviewed and prioritized and professionally argued with AOC staff on occasion about what kind of major rehab should go forward where. And we have urged them to look at some things that weren't getting such high attention, and we have put the brakes on other projects or raised questions in order to make policy judgments. But I think in talking to Doug Miller and others, it has become clear that it would benefit the council if you have somebody who is watching the O&M part of the operation, too. Because the O&M up to now had proceeded with such governance as you've been providing over the last few years, or perchance with not much governance at all, as the case may be. But as we modify the charge, we do plan, because it's a natural growth on what we've been doing. It's the same vendor. It's the same AOC staff. It's the same kind of problem. It just is sort of the more ordinary routine thing. But they're big policy judgments. How you buy your services. Frankly, we don't wash the outside of the windows anymore. The O&M budget is so tight, and washing the exterior windows is O&M. My understanding is a statewide policy that we do not wash the exterior windows of any courthouses. Well, until there's more money, that will probably have to be the judgment. But as small as that, how often do you cut the grass? I mean, all sorts of things. How often do you change the oil in your car, figuratively? How much do you maintain the machinery? So that's what the charge is intended to do. My perception is, with the constraints we're operating under, the O&M operation under the facilities under Kurt and Bert Hirschfield and Jerry Fab is being run prudently and on a cost-effective basis. So you're not getting oversight added because it's a problem to be rooted out. You're getting oversight added because it's good to have somebody sort of tending to this on your behalf and reporting to you, which would certainly be the purpose of this. The recent restructuring of the AOC staff seems to move very smoothly. I think from everything I've seen, it's gone well. We had a good meeting with Kurt and Bert Hirschfield a week ago, Dave Power in person, the rest of us by phone. And so we think that things are going well. We plan to have a longer meeting in January of our group to begin to figure out how to address the policy questions that are embedded in how a scarce O&M budget is allocated. And so we hope you'll entrust us with this expanded charge.
Thank you. Any questions? Or Kurt Soderberg, did you want to add anything before we take questions?
I would agree that the bifurcation has gone well since the council's decision in August. And more or less, Kurt Child and I have been joined at the hip in terms of working both with the facilities working group and the facilities modification working group, too. And so we're moving along at a smooth pace, and things are going well.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the presentation by Judge Heiberger or Kurt?
I guess I need to say something. I've been working closely with you and the committee over the last many, many months, and so, I just want to commend you for taking on this task. It is a difficult task. It is a minute task that takes a lot of time, so I just want to commend you and your committee. It's a great job and a very needed job.
Did Judge Elias get to attend today?
He's on the line.
Oh, well, just make sure Judge Elias, who's my boss judge, knows that it's okay that I take the time.
Any questions or comment? If not, I'd hear a motion or any a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the item S.
Second.
Second by Justice Hull, and I believe, thank you, Judge Branlin. Not hearing any further comment or discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
Thank you. One abstention. Matter carries. Thank you for taking on this important and detailed policy review.
Thank you for the trust. I'll leave the mouse pads here for those who haven't gotten them in the past.